you have all the instructions you want. Where are you now?
I got it. I know what it is. Just okay. A new computer.
Oh, okay. Did somebody else join us? Maybe not.
I heard a beep.
I thought I did. Silent partners. So we have some of those. So here's something. I don't know if it's me or it seems like I hear it when I move.
Yeah, there's a funny little sound every time you talk. I don't know what it is, but
I think it is me. Every time I move, I make it.
Oh.
I think I'll go off and come back on with a different phone.
Okay.
Or maybe it stopped.
Okay.
I think it stopped.
Yeah, you're right. I think it has.
Well, that's nice.
Well,
a helpful elf in my phone clears up my brain's rattling or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Donna Neighbors. How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you. Good to hear your voice. You're sounding pretty chipper.
Donna, I'm shocked. How come you're on the call?
Well, I decided to get on it. I'm at the beach studying, looking at the beach right now. So I'm here on vacation, but I want just to listen to the call.
Oh, yes, okay, stay without us.
You're something else. You're on vacation and you're still going to listen.
How's it going
for your trip? Donna?
Uh-huh.
How's it going for your trip?
Oh, that's good. It's nice. We just got here last night.
Okay.
The weather's cold, though. It was about, in the 50s last night.
That's what we heard, is that the East Coast is having unusually cold weather, and we are having unusually warm weather.
Finally warmed up. Good morning.
Marty's
here. Good morning. Monty.
Yes.
Karen, are you able to hear the, do you hear the chimes?
Yeah, I hear the chimes.
Okay. The chimes of the time? No. Not of the time. Of the arrival. Someone else can call in and you want to say who you are and where you're calling from? If you think your phone is muted, you can *6 to unmute it. And you can *6 to mute it again. Okay, Karen, it's 7 a.m. I'm going to see if I can turn on the chimes today.
Kathleen, are you on?
I am on, but I can't get on the Windex, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Ruth, the slide that I want to use today is that one that shows all the different ways that we work for our points, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, I want to welcome everybody here on the call. This is Transparent Terrific Tuesday, and Donna is on the call, but I understood that she was going to be on vacation and I would not have her as my co-host, but I'm so excited that she's come on to listen. But I did ask another person to help me with the call, and that's Kathleen Anderson. And I don't know how many of you know her, but Donna lives on the East Coast and Kathleen lives here in the state of Washington. And Kathleen is a first level Platinum under Clyde and I, and I've known her since she was just a little bitty girl, and it's really neat to have her come on and help me co-host. Oh, I ought to tell you that Kathleen is a registered nurse, so she will bring into this call some very unusual perspectives that will help us to understand even more the value of what we have with these wonderful products. So, I guess the first thing on our agenda today is for
everyone to report their points, progress. And so let me start out. Who would like to start that out? Okay. Monty, I know you're on. Can you give us a report of your progress?
Moving forward?
Yes, moving forward.
Got that right. Basically, the only one that I'm kind of lax in, and every week right now it's going to be that for a little while, and that's my exercising. But what I have done, instead of getting doing the walking and that, I'm doing some weight-type stuff here in the home with some weights, small weights, and then every once in a while I'll grab a couple gallons of water and help there and do some few things there. What I mean by water is using them as weights.
we interpreted that.
Okay.
Well, that's great. How are you feeling?
Good. You know, I'm really becoming more aware of the food that I'm eating, probably more so than ever, and I feel that's important for me, just because, you know, I guess in doing some research and things like that, that I'm just really more aware that food, you know, I don't know who said it, but I know somebody's mentioned on the phone that food becomes, that food is our, really is our medicine, and has been for probably way back when, and I'm really, truly understanding that, and looking up certain things and doing things, I really understand that more so now than ever. It's just not food that I put in my mouth for nutrition or know that I'm eating the right things. It's that I really believe now that the food items that I'm putting in my body, along with all the other Nikin, the water, the air, the sleep, is so, so important. And I guess I'm trying to stretch... I feel like I'm trying to stretch life out as far as I possibly can and in as good shape as I possibly can.
That's excellent. Hey, and by the way, when you said you aren't doing any exercise, just because you have a foot that's in trouble right now, I think you are doing exercise. You are using the rest of your muscles, and I think that's wonderful, Monty, that you're being innovative that way. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to report their progress?
Karen, this is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
I guess I can say that actually the point system, which I'm doing better this week, have done better this week, really helps me keep it in balance. And I do have a little problem. Sometimes I forget my snacks. I get busy and forget my snacks, and then I'm real hungry at my meal time. So that isn't good. But I'm working on that. But I just think overall the program helps keep me in balance, and I know, and I feel better physically knowing that I'm doing, and mentally really knowing that I'm doing something to take care of myself, to take care of my body. And so so I feel the program overall is helping me greatly, even though I have a few spots that I still need to work on.
Hey, Margaret, do you mind if I ask you, for those who may be new on the wow, what was that?
I didn't do that.
Margaret was mad about that question.
I think you were asking me if I would tell the group how old I am.
Yeah.
I missed the question. But anyway, I'm 83.
Now, I want to say to all of you, now I'm 73, and I'm soon to turn 74, but here is Margaret at 83, and you know, there's a lot of people that they feel like, oh, I'm 83, there's nothing more I can do, I am what I am. But you know, I so admire you, Margaret, that you have taken charge of your life and that you're moving it. You are a great example to all of us, and we want to thank you.
Thank you. Karen, I realized a long time ago that if I didn't do it, nobody else was going to. So it was my responsibility. It was up to me, so I kind of try to practice that.
And you know what, Margaret? If you don't do it, you're the one who pays the price for it, right?
Right. Correct.
Yeah. Well, we sure appreciate you here on this call. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to report to us their progress?
This is Donna. Thank you.
I'm going to really keep track of my points from now on better. But so far, I've lost 11 pounds, and I'm really, I agree with Monty, I'm really treating food as my medicine. And it's really amazing because you really, you know, we don't have all the other stuff on the food, just eat plain, basic food like our grandmothers ate. It tastes so much better.
You're and right. Oh, man, you are right. Okay.
Really being,
go ahead.
I'm not any MSG, and it's really difficult.
Say that again.
I'm trying to be really vigilant about not having any MSG in my food, and it's really difficult. You have to read everything. But I'm
you're right on that, too. You know, it almost comes back that we should not be eating foods that are prepared in advance. Or we have to be very careful about the spices that we use and so on. Okay, well, let's move on. I know Mary Lou is on the line. Would you like to report, Mary Lou?
If I have to.
No, you don't have to.
Well, I'm with Margaret. I do forget the snacks, and then the next thing you know, I'm in trouble. So I just do my average for the week, and my average was 7. So my focus this week is to up that so that I can get 9s or 10s. And eating, I think they said as long as we're eating balanced that we could eat as much as we want, and I'm finding out that's not necessarily true at my house. So, I think I've released 13 and a half pounds, and I'm still doing my walking, and
by the way, for those
focus more on points, better points.
How many points?
I said I'm going to work on better points. 9s and 10s is my goal for this week.
And for those of you who may not know, Mary Lou is really the guru of walking. How many miles do you walk a day?
Well, it's different, but we've walked, the days I've kept track, we've walked a total of 177 miles since January 9th.
I think that's wonderful. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to report their point? Okay.
Can I say that my husband walks and keeps up with me, and there was, had the start of emphysema when we were introduced to Nican, and so I think it's huge that that he can go out and walk, and sometimes I have trouble keeping up with him.
That's fantastic. Well, you guys, you all know that this is Terrific Transparent Tuesday. And, you know, I have to admit to all of you that I was not transparent last week because I was so discouraged over the way I had handled myself through the weekend. Weekends have been terrible for me, and it seemed like that week prior to last Tuesday, I was out running about a lot, and I found myself 3 times in a situation where we had to buy a meal out, and each one of those times was at a McDonald's, which was number one mistake for me at least. And I did eat a chicken, you know, a grilled chicken sandwich, which put bread into my system. And do you know, by last Monday, I had put on weight, and I was hurting at a level that I don't even want to remember or explain. But it really bothered me. And so consequently, I wasn't very transparent with all of you. And I didn't want to be because I was discouraged at that point. But do you know, since then, I've reevaluated and thought about what's been going on, and I am going to be more committed, and I'm going to take this chart. Now, I have this chart that we have looking at us right now, or that's on the screen. I have that hanging
in my bathroom right by my scale. And I haven't been really diligent about marking on the chart except where I write down my weight that I am for that day. But I want you to know that because of my experience last week, two things I've learned. Number one, Karen is intolerant of any wheat product, and I never want to go through what I went through. But there's a second aspect to my feeling good, and that is I'd heard from Donna, and I'd heard from Ruth, and I'd heard from Kathleen, who is my co-host today, all about how I should be taking real salt. Well, Kathleen is the one who told me last week when I was talking to her about how much I was hurting. She said, well, are you taking your salt? And I had to think, no, I just, whatever's on my food is what I take as salt. And so I have repented, and I started doing that. And, you know, I'm not sure what all of the things that have contributed to my ability to feel differently. And I'm sure it's more than just one thing, because your body isn't just one. There's just not one way to make your body feel good. But I just wanted to refresh all of your memories, in case any of you out there had forgotten about it. You need to add in that really good salt in your system, not the kind that you buy out of that little box with the girl pouring out the back of her with the umbrella. That's not the kind of salt you want. You really want to have salt that has not been processed, that it is still in its raw stage. Now, the one I take is called real salt. I hear that sea salt will have the same effect on you.
No, Karen.
What?
Maybe yes, maybe no. If it's white, it's not, because that means it's been bleached. You don't want to. So real salt, a salt that is healthy for you, will have color.
Yeah.
It will have sex in
it.
It
looks like it's dirty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, I am so grateful for having all these things brought to my remembrance, and I just wanted to say that to all of you in case maybe you have forgotten about salt. And thanks to all of you lovely people that keep keeping me on the straight and narrow, I appreciate understanding about that factor that can impact our health. I want you to know that I'm really feeling good now, and I appreciate that opportunity of understanding the things that can make my body feel good or not feel good. Now, you know, throughout these calls, we've been discussing how to avoid...
Somebody's hit a key on the phone.
What is that?
It's from somebody hitting a key unintentionally.
A key?
On the phone? Yeah, the phone.
I hit a key and it stopped, but I didn't hit one before that. That's something I have.
Well, we'll just keep on going. We all have been trying to avoid pesticides and chemicals. We've had a lot of discussion on this call about that. And I want to remind all of you, I know you know, that the skin is our largest organ. And it's been designed to keep bacteria out of our bodies. And yet, you know, there's this big craze right now. You walk into a grocery store and they'll have this little thing over on the wall that says, you know, you can wipe off your handle of your shopping cart. Well, I'm sure all of you know that our body can resist bacteria, but it has no resistance towards chemicals. And so when you touch a chemical, it will go right in through your skin and be absorbed into your bloodstream. And so it's really important that we understand these things so that we can avoid the things that will harm our body. Now, there was a very interesting discussion last Saturday that we had about hydrogen peroxide. I don't know how many of you have that in your home. I never did until Clyde looked it up. Somehow he looked it up on
on the internet and found out some really neat things about it. So we bought hydrogen peroxide. And I've just learned that there are many people who now, I said, or whoever was talking to me said, that it was hospitals, clinics, there are a few that have discovered the value of hydrogen peroxide, and they use that to wipe their hands or to wash something down. You do have to use it diluted, okay? But anyway, I would like to advise all of you to go on the internet and Google hydrogen peroxide. And you find out for yourselves what are the benefits that you can get from using this. And on top of that, it's an excellent emergency item to keep in your home storage. And last night I just learned from Kathleen that you can use it in your laundry, and I found that so interesting. So, that's just a little tip for all of you to consider finding out about hydrogen peroxide. Now, it's been about 7 months ago, or I'm not sure. No, it's not been that long. But anyway, Clyde, in the middle of the night, I was driving him as an emergency run across the mountain. And when I say across the mountain, I'm saying going over Snoqualmie Pass, and it was packed with snow, and it was really a treacherous trip. And my husband, I knew he had not been feeling good the night before, and he told me that his leg was bothering him. And I said, well, let's get in touch with the VA hospital right now. And he said, no, he says, I'll just see how I am tomorrow morning, and then maybe we'll go over. Well, he woke me up in the middle of the night, and I'm telling you, I scrambled, got my clothes on, we started to cross the path, and at one point, Clyde said to me, he said, Karen, I think I waited too long, and I don't know how you guys might feel if your husband's telling you that, but it really shook me up. And to make a very long story shorter, the bottom line is he had had a blood clot in his leg, and it had let go, and it had gone through his entire body, settled mainly in the lungs. Boy. This is transparent, Susie, not
electric.
Oh, man. But anyway, the bottom line is my husband had to be put on a very strong medication to thin his blood down. Now, since then, I have learned, and I kept asking a few, I didn't ask the right people, but I kept asking, is there a natural way to thin your blood? Because when Clyde was on this medication, he had to be checked every week for how his blood was going because it was so dangerous what they were doing with him. Well, I have since then learned that there are natural ways to thin the blood. And I think this is something all of you need to take big notes on, because it is important that your blood not be thick where it could form blood clots. And so let me tell you a few of the things that are in the spice area. Do any of you already know this information? Besides Kathleen.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, Kim. Donna, I know some of the information because my when I went into atrial fib, my doctor put me on blood thinner and a beta blocker, and I'm off both of them because my internal doctor said, why are you taking these? And I'm taking fish oil.
Oh, very good.
Also, yeah, we'll have to look it up. I'll tell you in a second after I look it up. But I found in Dr. Hyman's book, I'm going to buy, and my doctor said it's really good for blood thinning. But I'll have to let you know in a few minutes.
You what?
I'll have to look it up. I'll have to get back with you in a few minutes then.
Okay. Well, anyway, the spices that I found out about is curry, cayenne pepper, ginger, paprika, thyme, cinnamon, and we've talked about cinnamon before this, the benefits of it with a person who has arthritis, dill, oregano, turmeric, licorice, and peppermint. These are all spices that will help us to naturally thin our blood. Now, Kathleen, share with them the couple of ones that you were telling me about last night.
Well, actually, it's interesting. I have a niece who is a master herbologist, and she said if there's one spice that you keep or herb that you keep around, and that's cayenne because of its benefits. Peppers include pain relief, heart health, fighting prostate cancer, stopping ulcers. But, you know, and a lot of it has to do with the improving of the circulation because of the heat that's naturally in it. Cinnamon, I thought it was you had mentioned it because it also not only warms up the food, but it also keeps your arteries healthy, manages your sugar levels, and will lower your cholesterol. Turmeric, see, this is one I love because that's an ingredient in our lactoferrin. It reduces inflammation in arthritic patients and may block the formation of some cancers.
I'm sorry, what did you say was the last thing the ingredient was?
Oh, turmeric.
Oh, okay, right, okay. Thank
yeah.
you.
Well, I just thought that was fascinating to think that there's all these wonderful things that are very natural that can help us to do great things for our bodies. Now,
well, but did you, Karen,
yeah.
can I interject for a minute?
Yeah.
I can't remember if oregano was on the list, but both oregano and garlic not only help with circulation, but they also are antibacterial.
Oh, now oregano's
so,
on here, but we didn't have garlic, so I'm going to add that on here. Does garlic necessarily help to thin the blood?
We don't care because it helps you be healthier.
No,
yes. I don't want to say that. But garlic is antifungal, antibacterial, antibiral. And some studies show that it can stop blood clots from forming in your arteries.
Well, I think it is just fantastic that we not only do we have these wonderful things that will naturally thin our blood, but it also makes our food taste so good. And I just appreciate that we have these things on this earth that can help us to function better. Now, and one of the questions I put on my list here to ask all of you is why would we want to naturally thin our blood? Well, it's pretty obvious. At least in Clyde's case, it would have certainly helped him to avoid blood clots and heart attacks and strokes. Anyway, our blood will move more efficiently through our body when it is not thick and where it would slow down and cause blood clots. Now, there are some fruits and vegetables that can help you to thin your blood. And I found these to be interesting. It's raisins, prunes, cherries, cranberries, blueberries. Now, blueberries, isn't that the big thing for you, Ruth? You love blueberries?
Well, I certainly have a lot of them growing in my garden. And in my, so therefore, in my freezer.
Well, that's fantastic. And then the last on that list was grapes. So, you know, some of my favorite foods are cherries and grapes, and I don't eat a lot of cranberries, but it's just incredible for us to have all these lovely things that will help us in being able to keep our blood moving very efficiently through our bloodstream. Okay. Yes.
A couple of things Dennis and I do is we have cayenne pepper capsules that we take. I always take them at the beginning of the meal so that all the food gets stacked on them so that they don't burn my stomach.
Do you make the capsule yourself or do you buy it?
No, we buy them.
Okay.
And then you can also get cranberries, dried cranberries,
that are organic and sweetened with apple juice. We buy them bulk. And so I love the cranberries, eating the cranberries along with my almonds.
Oh, yes. What a great.
I was going to tell you. The cayenne pepper we use is called Power Cap. There's a whole book about this by Dick Quinn. And so that's called Power Cap. That's all they are.
Very
what
good.
Is it? Ruth, what is it that you take?
Cayenne pepper. It's cayenne fruit, ginger root, and hawthorn berry in one cap. Mm-hmm. It's Power Cap. And Dick Quinn wrote a book about using it to keep them having heart attacks.
So it's cayenne pepper,
ginger root and hawthorn, all in one capsule. 100,000 heat unit cayenne, that's what it says.
And hawthorn's really good for your blood vessels.
Here's a phone, if you want a phone number, it's 800-229-3663.
Do you also get the cranberries there, or where do you get those?
I get those back on Thriftway.
Okay.
Donna, I found the other one within your blood. I'll have to spell it. I can't pronounce it. N as in Nancy, A-P-T-O-A-I-N-A-S-E. And it's an enzyme found in the traditional Japanese fermented soy food called natto. It helps maintain healthy blood flow, supports the body's natural. It is also useful in supporting blood vessel health.
Natokinase, that is, okay, great.
Thank you.
Ruth, what was that telephone number again?
Somebody else have it?
800-229-3363.
Thank you.
Okay. I wanted to cover one other thing, and I'm going to be short with this one. I ran on to an article that said that if you will do 7 minutes of meditation, that it will help a person to lose weight. Now, just think about that. 7 minutes. And so I thought, wow. I don't know. Maybe some of you have been into the meditation thing, but I've always had too many things going on around me, and I haven't taken the time to do this. But anyway, how they suggest that you do it, oh, boy, that even flipped my computer out. Ruth?
No, that's I did the computer.
Oh, okay.
I'm reloading my desktop.
Okay. Well, anyway, maybe I better save this for another day, or what do you think? We're out of time right now. Are you there?
Karen?
Yeah, I am. I'm just going to write, what I could have done. Oh, well. Can you guys see the desktop?
Yep. Well, we have it. We have your pictures back on.
I was just going to write up that phone number to be sure that was right.
Oh, I see. 800. Oh, that's a good idea, Ruth. Thank you.
229-3663.
3663.
Yeah,
I had it wrong, and I told the gentleman wrong.
Well, Steve will hear us here.
Okay.
There it is, right in the middle of the screen. I'm not going to stay there forever.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, I had gone in and discovered this idea that you're supposed to be having 7 minutes of meditation. And it says, go into a quiet place. And I'll tell you, in my house with 5 grandkids, that's difficult to find. But, and it says, get comfortable. And it says, close your eyes and breathe in and out at a natural pace. Notice whether your breath feels warm or cool. And I'm not sure why you have to notice that. But anyway. And then when other thoughts and sensations butt in on your thinking, just acknowledge them and then refocus on your breathing. And after 7 minutes or so, open your eyes and re-enter the world slowly. Well, I'm not sure about entering the world slowly. In my life, nothing goes slow right now. But anyway, I thought, wow, you know what? And I want you to know that yesterday when I discovered this, I thought, well, I'm going to go do this. And do you know, I never found the time to go do 7 minutes of meditation. But it's something that I am going to be trying this week and just see if it can help me to be more focused on what I'm trying to accomplish with my body. And and I figured out, you know, 7 minutes is a small investment. And I want to tell you that they say that if you do 7 minutes, you'll have fewer food cravings, you'll eat less, you'll lose weight, you'll sleep better, it fights stress and inflammation. I thought, wow, that's quite a big investment for 7 minutes. I mean, that's quite a good result for 7 minutes investment. Have any of you used meditation?
This is Kathleen. I have, and it changes my physical and mental body.
Wow.
It's just good.
What do you do for your meditation?
Well, I just sit quietly and breathe deeply. And, well, often I ask my angels and guides and God to just come and help me and just sit quietly. And it just calms me almost unreasonably.
So the results are that you see what?
Well, I operate more efficiently. I don't worry so much. I'm at a high stress level ordinarily, and that's maybe one of the best things I do to ease that.
Wow.
And then it just, when I get up, everything goes better. Once you
very
stop,
good.
You just stop. You just unwind and listen and calm, and then take off and do what you're going to do. And I suggest you write that. If you hang your results page by your scales, write it down that you're going to meditate 7 minutes, and then you can see it every day, so that'll remind you to do it.
Yeah.
Check it
and
off.
For me, that would have to be early in the morning when the house isn't jumping.
Almost before everybody else, you can get a wonderful head start.
Exactly. Well, you know, I would like for some of you out there who are thinking that this might be a good thing, I'd like you to try it out this week. I'm going to. And then I'd like you to report next Tuesday to let me know if any of you had any good results with it. Kathleen has one really interesting thing that she's going to leave with us.
Well, you know, it's interesting about listening to your body. One thing that I do with anybody who is new that I meet, it's not about us knowing what to tell them. It's about them listening to their body. And the way I introduce them to the whole concept of listening is I have a little sample quilt, so it's easy for me to carry a product with me, and I have them hold it to their chest, either that or a sock. And
tell them, for those who may not know, what the sample quilt is. You know, the far infrared.
It's the far infrared and negative ions and magnetics, and it's just, it's calming, and there's not anybody that I have tried this with that has not felt calmer and relaxed, and that's actually a good introduction to meditation, because it naturally calms you and helps you slow down. But when you identify that kind of feeling that you get when you're meditating or having this being in that environment, that's the kind of feeling that you should get with every food that goes into your mouth. So if they can sense that kind of feeling, they can contrast it with a feeling that they get when they touch something that is not good for them. So, because each individual is responsible for the choices that they make. They don't have to ask somebody else, because what's good for you may not be good for someone else. And each individual has particular needs, and your body will speak to you, and it's through that calm, peaceful feeling. But people first need to identify what in the world it is. Because a lot of people don't even know what it feels like to be calm.
I will never forget the first time that Ruth said to Clyde and I, listen to your body. Afterwards, Clyde said to me, my body doesn't talk to me. Since then, we've learned that what Ruth was saying and what Kathleen just now shared with you is a very important key to our being able to achieve this goal of having a healthy body. So with that, if there are any questions or any comments, we'd love to hear from you, but our part of the presentation is over with. And
Karen,
Kathleen, thank you so much.
Karen?
Yes.
This is Ruth, and boy, I sure like to thank Kathleen for that, because she has just elevated the listen to your body to a different level, a whole different picture. Because if you have a starting marker of where that feeling is and that language is that you're listening to your body, that's going to help immensely. I think this is a really good idea. I'm going to certainly try it, and because I certainly need to calm down sometimes and relax. And then I'm really excited to try seeing if I can tell a difference with a different food in my mouth. So thank you, Kathleen.
Well, right, but the next thing is you don't even have to put it in your mouth. You hold it, and you will know if it should go into your mouth.
That's a good idea. Okay.
Well, great to hear, Kathleen. Thank you, ladies. Good call. Yes, and excuse me, can I mention I am a registered nurse by law, but I'm really a rebel nurse.
So. We know that. Captain, weren't you the head of the obstetric department in the Sunnyside Hospital?
Yeah. It was.
And do you know, oh, she is a rebel. We love it. Anyway, we can learn a lot of good things from her.
Okay, have a great day.
Bye-bye,
thank
everybody.
You guys.
Bye-bye,
thank you,
everybody.
Bye-bye.